With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. George Slaper is due to be sentenced today for a series of sexual offenses. He was found guilty by a jury in 2024 of rape, gross indecency, assault by penetration, and sexual communication, offenses involving a 13-year-old victim. At an earlier hearing, his legal team argued that he should be allowed to serve any custodial sentence in the United Kingdom, where they say appropriate mental health services are available. The court is expected to deliver its sentencing at 2 p.m. today. More bills are being published in the lead-up to the next meeting of Parliament. On Wednesday, government gazetted the virtual asset service providers, the private funds, and the mutual funds amendment bills. This was followed on Thursday by three additional proposed pieces of legislation. The Traffic Amendment Invalidation Bill redefines the term pedal cycle. Under the current definition, it's described as a motorized bicycle propelled by means of pedals capable of being driven in excess of 15 miles per hour. The proposed amendment, if passed, removes the reference to speed. The bill also validates fees collected by the Director of Licensing for the provision of a single registration plate or a single trade plate in relation to motorcycles or trailers. Since no fee is currently prescribed, the bill will validate the fees that were charged in collection without statutory authority prior to the commencement of the amending legislation. The Litter Amendment Bill increases penalties for offenses under the law and empowers Cabinet to make regulations creating a, quote, administrative penalty system. This includes raising the fee for littering in public places from $500 to $5,000. Finally, the Registered Land Amendment Bill is designed to streamline provisions that impact charges of land and to provide for a, quote, more informed pre-lending and pre-action process. You can find all the bills online at gov.ky. MPs are expected to head to Parliament on March 4th. The Harkwell Theater was packed with jazz fans as Cayman Arts Festival 2026 officially kicked off Thursday night. Jazz and Trance Big Band featured more than a dozen musicians who delivered an evening of classics like In the Mood, Take Five, and Autumn Leaves, even rounding out the night with an encore of Stevie Wonder's Superstitious. Cayman Arts Festival continues tomorrow night at 7 p.m. with the CAF Youth Camerata, alongside former students of a famous international music school, again at the Harkwell Theater. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. And the Family Resource Center heads to Cayman Brackport's monthly Parenting Point meetings. FRC's Sabrina Flores.
We're going to be coming every first Wednesday of the month in Cayman Brack. We'll be at the old district admin building, and we start our classes at 6 o'clock, and we're actually allowing the community to decide what topics they want more information on, and we'll take that information and come and do some presentations to support those topics.
Audio there courtesy of CIDTV. For more information, visit frc.gov.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. One of Russia's top generals is in hospital after being shot multiple times by an unknown assailant in an apartment building in Moscow. The condition of Vladimir Alexeyev remains unknown. Russia's foreign minister has blamed Ukraine for the attack. More than 30 people have been killed in an explosion at a Shia mosque in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. A device was detonated during Friday prayers, with the motive not yet known. US and Iranian officials have been holding indirect talks in Oman as Washington seeks to curb Tehran's nuclear and missile program. The negotiations are being conducted through the mediation of Omani diplomats. The United States has called for brand new arms control agreements, which include China, following the expiry of an existing treaty applying to Moscow and Washington. US officials say bilateral treaties are no longer appropriate. Canada and France are opening consulates in Greenland today. It's seen as a show of support for the island's autonomous government following President Trump's demands for US control. The French company Danone has extended its recall of contaminated baby formula. The toxin cerulide has been detected in ingredients from a supplier from China. Other manufacturers have been affected. BBC News.